man once came to a rabbi and said, "Rabbi, I want you to make me a Kohen." A Kohen is the priestly tribe that a person has to be born into. The rabbi said, "I can't." The man said, "Rabbi, I'll donate $10,000. The rabbi said, "I can't just take anyone and make him a Kohen. $50,000. The rabbi said, "I'd love to help you, but it doesn't work that way." The man said, $100,000. The rabbi took a deep breath and said, "Okay, I'll pronounce you a Kohen." After the fictitious Kohen ceremony and the transfer of money, the rabbi asked the man, "Why did you want to be a Kohen so badly that you were willing to pay $100,000? The man said, "My grandfather was a Kohen, and my father was a Kohen, so I also wanted to be a Kohen." So this man paid $100,000 for something which he had already spiritually inherited for free. This week's Torah reading of Chaye Sarah sees Avraham Avinu, our patriarch, purchase for an exorbitant amount a tract of land around the Cave of the Patriarchs that he had already spiritually inherited, because God promised the land to Avraham multiple times leading up to this scenario of the purchase. For example, God says to Avraham, "Lezarecha natati et haaretz hazot." To your seed I gave this land from the Nile to the Euphrates. So why did Avram purchase something that God had already promised him, to him and his seed, the entirety of the land? Rashi gives us an insight. He says that when Avram came to the town to negotiate, he turned to the townfolk and said, "Ger v'toshav anochi imachem, tnu li achuzat kever. I am a foreigner and a resident amongst you. Give me a burial ground." That's a contradiction of terms. Either you're a foreigner or you're a resident. Which is it? Rashi quotes a first century source, a first century Jewish source called the Midrash, to resolve this contradiction. Im tirtzu areni ger, ve'im lav eyet toshav ve'tlena minadim. If you would like, I'll be a foreigner and purchase the land from you. If not, I will be a resident and take what is rightfully mine. As God said to me, to your seed I will give this land. What the Midrash is telling us is that Avram prefers to settle the issue of ownership in a peaceful manner by negotiating the terms and paying them. But Avram approaches this negotiation with the internal fortitude, the deep knowledge, and the resolve that the land is rightfully ours. It's our God-given inheritance. And if necessary, he'll take it by force. When Israel liberated Judea and Samaria, that's the West Bank, from Jordanian occupation in 1967, a question arose. And in truth, this question arose in years previous. On the one hand, we conquered the land, so all the land is rightfully ours. On the other hand, what about individual parcels of land owned and registered under Arab ownership? Should we confiscate those lands from the Arabs without regard to their registered ownership? Israel adopted the approach of Avraham. State lands that belonged to Britain or to Jordan became under the Israeli state ownership. But individual Arabs that were registered as owning parts of land, for that we established the Jewish National Fund to purchase these lands from the Arabs. So the founder of the JNF, Menachem Ushishkin, delivered this message to American Jews in 1936.
אנשים לקרקע. לגאול את הקרקע היום זה לא רק תפקיד יישובי, כי תפקיד מדיני מן המדרגה הראשונה.
Even the quote-unquote extremist settlers adopted this righteous approach of Avraham. In 1974, Rabbi Tzvi Yehuda, who was the spiritual leader of the settlement movement, he arrived at a tract of land outside of the village of Hawara. It was the first settlement attempt in Samaria. When he arrived, he asked three times, "Is there a problem with this land?" referring to issues of individual Arab ownership. The leaders of the settlement movement, they assured him, "Rabbi, there's no problem." And again in 1980, after the Supreme Court ruling regarding Elon Moreh, Rabbi Tzvi Yehuda announced, "We will not encroach upon the lands of Ahmed and Mustafa," referring to lands that are owned by individual Arabs. I heard this today from Benny Katzover of Elon Moreh, who was an eyewitness to both of these statements by Rabbi Tzvi Yehuda. Rabbi Tzvi Yehuda's father, Rav Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Cook, He writes in his book, Ma'amarei Ariyah, on page 252, that there's, so to speak, a divine land registry. And our ownership of the land of Israel is etched in stone there for eternity. Nothing on earth can change that, writes Rabbi Cook. Yet, when we come to take ownership of the land, we prefer to do so through purchasing and construction. Because Am Yisrael, the Jewish people, is a Goy Tzadik, a righteous nation. In our time too, there's two great men leading this endeavor to purchase and build the disputed territories of Samaria, the Shomron. That's Ketzalah and Zambish. In the United States and around the world, many people get involved and become a part of the legacy of Avraham Avinu by donating financial aid to this endeavor. You too can become a part of this and continue the legacy of Avraham as well by donating at the website below, IsraelEmpowered.com. It's an unfolding story, and everyone is invited to be a part of it. Shabbat Shalom from Beit El.